Now, what do you call flat, grassy country down around the seacoast? You have any name for that?
Yeah, I can't think of it.
Well, let me just list, name these off for you and see if you would ever say Dago, prairie, savanna, or marshland.
Marshland.
Now, what do you call a pair of straps? I bet you bought these for your sons. A pair of straps worn over the shoulders to support the trousers.
Galluses.
All right.
Suspenders.
Uh-huh. Now, what do you call unthickened gravy made by adding water to the grease of fried lean meat, especially ham? You call any special kind of gravy?
And gravy, I reckon.
Uh-huh. Very good. Well, what do you call the liquid burned in lamps?
Kerosene.
Mm-hmm. And what do you call a long-legged hog that has a thin body and a long snout?
Mm-hmm.
Well, have you ever heard any of these terms? Razorback?
Yeah, razorback. That would do.
Uh-huh. Well, let me ask if you've heard any of the others. Long rooter. Rooter, piney woods rooter, or mountain rooter? Razorback is what you would use. I'd like to see one of those. These questions make me very curious.
Anxious to see them?
Well, right. I just thought there were, pigs and hogs and of one kind. I never really thought too much about it before now. What?
Hog that they call a meat hog and a hog that. Sides long, others not so long.
Oh, I see. I imagine there are a lot of differences if you really need. Well, now, what do you call an itching soreness between the toes?
Ground itch.
Ground itch, right. Well, what do you call homemade whiskey?
Oh, my goodness. The guy down the valley. Moonshine.
Okay. Now, what would you call cheap whiskey? Could you call it the same thing?
I guess so.
Like I say, some men wrote some of these questions. Well, now, what do you call anything that a child likes to play with? Any object.
We like to play with sickles of one kind, marbles.
But sickles and marbles you would call what? Well, let me ask you, would you call it a toy or a play pretty or a play toy?
Play toy, I guess.
Play toy. Okay. Thank you. Now, in this little section, we're getting toward the end now, and it changes. This is sort of like fill in the word again, and it's dealing with word patterns. For example, I say, right now I see you, and yesterday I saw you, and I have seen him at church recently. You see, and the word see changes. So if we were talking about buying groceries, and the word we were, using was buy, you might ask me, have the groceries been what yet?
Delivered.
Well, now the word buy, have the groceries been... Pardon?
You have to use the word buy in
it. Uh-huh. Have the groceries been what yet?
Brought.
Mm-hmm. And also you might say, yes, I what the groceries yesterday.
I brought them yesterday.
Right. Now, if we were talking about eating apples, and the word we're talking about is eat, you might ask me, have the apples been what yet? Mm-hmm. Okay. Or you might say, tell me, yes, I what the apples yesterday.
I ate the apples yesterday.
Okay. Now, if we were talking about drinking coffee, and the word was drink, you might ask me, have you what your coffee yet?
Yeah, drink your coffee yet.
Okay. Or you might ask me, you might tell me, yes, I what the coffee a few minutes
ago. I drank the coffee a few minutes.
Okay.